Jude, do we know if this technology can be used to identify essentially everybody, U.S. citizens?
Well, a group of Democratic senators has been trying to get answers to that question and others about this app since September, but haven't gotten them from ICE. They've called on ICE to stop using this technology and reiterated that demand on Monday. My colleague Martin Costi spoke to Democratic Massachusetts Senator Ed Markey.
This type of on-demand surveillance is harrowing, and it should put all of us on guard. It chills speech, it erodes privacy, it ultimately undermines our democracy.
He expressed concern that this tool could be used against people who criticize the government or protesters.
What safeguards exist to try to ensure that these technologies are not abused?
Well, I asked that to ICE and DHS, and we didn't hear back. I also spoke with legal and privacy experts who told me that our current legal and regulatory framework just isn't robust enough to ensure that these kinds of new tools are used with the appropriate oversight and accountability that's really needed. Emily Tucker is with Georgetown Law School's Center on Privacy and Technology.
Immigration powers are being used to justify mass surveillance of everybody.
And she says it's a mistake to think this doesn't affect every one of us.